I'm trying to be useful. What's up, bro?
No, I'm just thinking of stuff ahead of time because, you know, yo, I'm the one that actually does this stuff later. Thank you.
You got a cat, Will. You got the funniest guy in the world. Yeah, if he was the only one in the world.
Wow. Jeez. No, I'm sensitive. I'm not going to need a G.
Hit the button.
I don't like
please,
how you,
sir.
I like how you brushed me off just now.
I knew it was coming, so I was like,
Taylor, you know. Sensitive about my shit. Keep in mind when I'm an artist.
I don't know what to do with my
hand.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. And welcome back. Hey. Like that, boys? I'm working on it a little bit.
You always get loud and stuff before you start.
That's where you started.
Okay.
I mean, you just sending it to people. No, it's recording. Like I said, that's mainly for the audio, because I don't know who's online on Facebook on a Friday. All these people out here in the streets doing things, so... what's your job?
Cool. Go ahead.
Okay, can I do my job? Anyway, let me get to it. What's up, y'all? Yours truly, DJ Nas here checking in. Some new gigs, some new surroundings. Mm. Some new surroundings. Here for another dynamic edition of Pause for Applause Podcast. Alongside my partner in crime.
It's Will, man. It's Will the Thrill, professional shit talker extraordinaire. Love of the people, the culture, and everything about it.
Europe.
Let's count how many times I'm going to hit my head on the screen popper.
No, that's right. It's popping.
It definitely is. Oh, wait, let me turn this down some more. This is how official we know we're trying to be. Because Court's here.
Hey, I'm present.
He's definitely present.
Love.
What's good, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Been glorious.
I can't use my word?
Yeah, watch your
that works. All right, that's cool.
But then my arse.
I mean.
Nah, I'm good, Brody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed.
Feel different. Energy different on a Friday a little bit.
It was definitely. A little
Yeah. It's like real.
I think everybody anticipating the snow. They don't want to move too fast.
Yo.
Nah, bring your ass outside. I got parties this weekend. I'm not joking at all.
Get this job off.
Yo,
man.
They said.
Yo, let it on down. The door's locked.
Atlanta. Or it snows. What are
it snows.
They say it's going to be 1 whole inch of snow.
A whole inch?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
And according to the ladies, every inch matters. So, you know. It's,
wait a minute. That one.
Just, you have to shift through them, sweetheart.
Toya. That was for a fact.
Was it? Yeah. Because he sure looked like he couldn't find it. My bad.
Yeah. And we get killed on our first
listen.
I'm just saying. It is. I was like, let me go ahead and get you to go.
Yeah. Thank you. So, that was Miss Toya V for those who haven't. She was kind enough to open up her home here at 926mix.com, right? Yes, I'm asking you.
Everything.
926mix?
On everything.
92.6 The Mix.
See, that's what I was asking because I know
that's why I was getting it out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just you know, it's something special in here. It's something epic.
Smell that?
Yeah. It's honesty. That's what you smell. That's honesty, bro. That's what you getting at. Yeah. Africa, what up?
It's not at all. I was getting.
What were you getting at, Will?
Go ahead.
You see why I say I gotta draw the boat sometimes?
Under pressure.
Yeah. Matter of fact, quick update. Go ahead, do something useful. Come on, Venom. 92.6 The Mix. They also have a caller number, so you guys only who love commenting, we also get to hear you. So feel free to call in.
Don't call it. Listen, man. You sure? All
right.
Hey, man.
That's what you want. You guys wanted to be part of the conversation. Now is your opportunity.
I'm gonna leave it right there.
But yeah, y'all make sure y'all follow 92.6 The Mix on everything. IG, Squarespace, TikTok. You got TikTok planet. Too? You don't have a TikTok?
No.
Oh, okay.
No Black Planet? No.
She was just talking. Like, what?
Tinder. All of them. Maybe not Tinder. Forget the last two.
I'm on Tinder.
Are you on Tinder?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is not the relationship.
It says looking for men for this. That's what it says for my Tinder. Yes, I get majority of the males from Tinder. Yeah.
Really?
They're coming here? Mm-hmm.
that's not safe. But what just that another?
Listen. There's another male in here with me. When
oh, that's right. It is. Okay, gotcha.
I'm good.
Yeah, do what Africa is saying. That's a good idea. Thank you, Africa. Let's get to it, because I was going to ask how y'all guys' week was, but you got to get to it. No, she's saying type.
Oh, I can't type. I was told there would be no typing in.
All right.
I'm joking. I got it.
Thank you. Please. Goodness gracious.
Go ahead, bro. Topic.
Let's see how the week's
working. Come on, man. Just check it in.
Yeah, let's get to it. No, I wanted to talk about
your week.
Not my week. Not wanted to get to. We got something to talk about, man. You know, my stuff is going to come up in during the conversation, things like that. So, you know, like I said, the big snowstorm that's getting ready to come through Atlanta is kind of like the most controversial thing at this current moment. So,
we'll see.
Do y'all believe
air quotes big?
Huh? Air quotes big. So, yeah. Because people have been going to the supermarket, clearing out the shelves.
Yeah, they have fucking control.
Yeah, there's no bread.
No.
There's no toilet paper.
No,
it's not.
There's no bleach for some reason.
That's the first thing we grab in the pandemic.
I'm glad people want to clean. You know what I'm saying?
They're using that to make hand sanitizer.
Mama, my eyes burning.
Shut up. At least you want COVID clean. Or not?
You're right. Hilarious. So, all right, let me get some predictions real quick. How much snow, better yet, how long you actually think Atlanta's going to be down after it snows?
It's okay.
Will, you go first. So
how long?
Don't get one thing at a time.
No. How much? I think it all depends on how much snow we get.
Okay.
Like, MLK, they might be canceled. That might be a dub. I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
You see why I say that? Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's no lights, bro.
Yeah. Tuesday. Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
After 1 inch of snow?
Unless it gets super hot on Dr. King Day, because it's always supposed to take place Sunday night, right?
Like Sunday evening.
Evening going into night?
No.
Sunday
like
daytime.
Okay.
Yeah. So you might be a little bit of sunlight left. So might take it down a little bit. So if Monday is not like warm.
Monday's supposed to be 45 degrees. That's the hot.
Oh, we'll be hot. We good.
So you say Monday?
It's not like an actual Tuesday
then. Of course, say the same thing.
They gonna let everything ride out on Monday. I think everything will shut down Monday just for the scare.
You know something?
It'll never pop off though. It's always some black ice. They'll shut it down by ice.
I don't need no ice. I really don't need no snow this weekend.
Only nine ice in my drink.
Nah, you don't understand. The ice is not gonna stop. Nobody from the nightlife in Atlanta.
I'll say that. It'll slow it down a little bit.
The hookah defrost you, yo. Chill out.
Yeah. Hookah is always the answer.
Come so get cold.
Yes,
sir. All right, love that.
No, you're good. You don't bother me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just trying to get adjusted to all of these beautiful. Wait a minute.
God, you shouldn't have gave
me. Oh, man. You should have never gave
me. All right, go ahead, man. All
right, so both y'all saying Tuesday. I'm going with Monday evening. Because I don't think it's going to snow. I think the people are wrong, and whatever that storm is supposed to be happening is going to make a sharp turn to the north, and the city of Atlanta will not see one drop of snow.
And so it will be done.
And
no,
so
ice. No
ice or nothing at all.
I think the rain will be nice.
Yeah, bro. See, that shit rain. Hey, water freezes.
Okay.
Point it out.
Okay. All right.
You're welcome, kids.
You're welcome, kids. All right, so cool. Let's get on to something else.
Thank you, Science Project.
This is how it happens.
Oh, yeah.
This is how it happens. What's been the most thing that's caught y'all attention?
Caught my attention this week.
Yeah.
Yo, honestly, man, it's been not too much ratchet. That's a lie.
It ain't got to be ratchet. It can be something positive.
No.
You know,
something positive?
It don't have to be. I'm just asking, period.
Damn, man. Hold on, bro.
Hey.
Man, can I speak?
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Damn.
Are you going to start or what?
The map people died, yo. Nah, honestly, the Versus Trilla thing going public, I thought that was kind of interesting. I'll be always looking at shit that I think is going to pop off, and I feel like that went public a lot sooner than I thought it would. I don't know why I thought it would like be a little bit long before it actually went public or something like that.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what the hell we was talking about.
Hey, because you actually what surprised me this week.
No, I mean, I figured you were going to give a little background.
So, yeah. You gotta do something here, bro. Damn, Devin George, Kobe Bryant over there.
You're too. You don't Kyrie it out here. Get out of here.
Sasha Booty shit.
So anyway, the company that bought Versus last year from Swiss and Timberland and still kept them on the board, Triller, they decided to go public, I believe it's going to be later next month or something like that. So that's what Will's talking about. That news came out, and I think they're estimating the value of the company at $6 billion with a B-B-B.
That's crazy.
$6 billion. Yeah.
That's some shit that started running. Like, you know what we should do?
$6 billion, man.
So when you say they're going public, what does that
mean? We'll be able to invest in them on the stock market. Mm-hmm. They'll have their own stock ticker. They'll be publicly traded. Yeah.
That'd be secrets.
My fault. I know now to make sure I repeat it. Okay.
Yeah.
But that was interesting news. You got anything else you want to say about that? Because really.
No, I can't wait to invest.
Are you going to invest in them?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious to see what they got next. I mean, that was an innovative idea. Yeah. I mean, even though it was something that, like, you look at and you're like, all the great ideas and some shit that you look at and you're like, well, yeah, that was going to work. You know what I mean? Like fucking, y'all got a damn motherfucking let people call a taxi on their phone. Well, yeah, that's what they're doing anyway.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you mean Uber?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So, like, yeah, that's going to work.
Gotcha. Okay.
But then you look at it and you're like, what the fuck? God damn it, that's so simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn it. Hey, I'm going to have two great artists go at each other. And they're going to do a clash, essentially.
Yeah.
Some shit that's been popping for since the beginning of fucking music. Like, we're going to do that, but online. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably going to work.
Okay.
I'm gonna get two dope ass artists to play their hits back to back. Yeah, that's probably gonna work.
Remember when Versus didn't used to pay the artists? Remember those days?
Now they back to bougie about shit.
Of course.
You can say, hey, man,
the writers be crazy.
Yeah, thank God they started paying them though, because we wouldn't have got that full 3-6 and
and boom.
Yeah, right. When it came back.
Never.
He wasn't coming back. He said, you don't come back out till you fucking check him.
That's the new narrative in the world.
It was like, Here I go.
I mean, I agree with it.
What's that?
Yeah, you should get paid, bro.
What?
You should get paid.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I don't know the statistics on it, but mostly every artist that's going up there has shot up in the streams.
Oh, your streams are going crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they all
got booked for shows. I know Project Pat and 3-6 is going to put something together with Boney. He said it in an interview.
They're already touring, though.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what they're talking about. That's what he was talking about. Yeah.
No, I mean, like in previous years, they would do shows together. I should say. You're right. So this time they're going to put a whole
tour together.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a little different. It's a little different.
Okay. All right, cool. So what excited you this week?
What excited me?
What was your name?
Yo. Why are you always trying to jot his narrative?
No.
I mean,
real. Go ahead. You can say something mad crazy and try to clean up. No. Before you fight back. No, really. I'm serious now.
What you do is grab a barrel or a gun so it can't fire. Yeah. That's what he's trying to do just now.
Well,
it's going to go off. No, I'm just letting you know.
Dead man.
But not the whole Kyrie thing is really... But the latest with it, anyway.
Okay.
You know, have you heard the latest?
Yeah, I heard Joe Sy.
Who?
Owner. What next?
What'd he say?
He's a billionaire. I don't even know if billionaire is the right word, man. He might be above that.
JP, what up?
So basically... He's saying in New York State there's a law that like you can let him play, mm-hmm. but it's a fine.
Yeah.
How much the fine is?
Sometimes.
$1,000. Y'all know his game check is like 420.
Like, come on.
Like 420 grand.
So he can get 5K.
It can get up to 5K after like the fifth defense, something like that.
But after that,
but then it never gets higher than that.
It's 5K every time.
Period.
So the Nets.
I think they did the math. They was like, for him to play every other home game left, it would be like 60 grand.
All right. Total.
Done.
That's like one luxury box.
Done. Yeah.
They haven't done it.
No, they haven't done it yet.
They just played yesterday.
I think they're holding out. Like, we don't want to push the issue because they'll know to be outraged. You know he's a player.
Right.
You know. I guarantee.
Facts.
Watch. Maybe he was in all of them shits up in the
playoffs.
Let one more player get COVID. Nah, he's going to be playing at home. But the thing that I was wondering about that, why it caught my attention, well, that reason in particular was, who figured this out? And where have you been all offseason? Who learned, like, you know what, let's actually look it up and see in case we want him to play.
Well, they got a new mayor, and he put that in place. That's what
happened. Oh, this recently changed?
Yeah, it's recently
changed.
It wasn't there before.
Okay.
So the new mayor came in and was like, you know something? I got you, Brody.
I like Kyrie.
And then he couldn't really, then I was telling him, like, oh, that's crazy. He put a cheap fine. Like, I was like, well, the fine is for every business in the state.
Right.
So he couldn't, like, so the mom and pop store got the same fine as the Brooklyn Nets.
I was going to ask that.
Even though the mom and pop store makes 150K a year,
yeah,
and the Brooklyn Nets make $1 billion a year, they still get the same fine. I was like, yeah. That's right. You couldn't make it outrageous, because then you're going to kill somebody, like, not literally, but you know what I mean? You would really hurt somebody who got, like, a small business on them.
Right.
They
fucking did. He was balling in that court.
No, they can't.
He seemed real passionate about that. I thought that was dope.
Who's that?
The next owner?
The man?
The man. When you go hard for small business owners.
Yeah. When he was talking about the less skilled workers, he was really passionate about that.
He had to make up that. Yeah, he's... What I had meant to say was...
No, I mean losers.
Right. All of you. Right. All of you.
Let me say the better word. Peon. Degenerate.
Like, I got 80. Yeah, he was super passionate about...
He said it, I was like...
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. You know, like, bus boys. Garbage man. I was like, yo, fam. I don't know if you're trying to... I don't know if anybody piss people off. Right.
Nurses, doctor? Yeah, y'all down there too.
Hey, you're getting the trash. Yeah, custodian.
This shit.
Right. Him, he's one. Look at him.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't.
Yeah, we all sitting there watching it like, you can't really think this is cool what you're saying. And he's trying to make it sound like he's riding for them.
You know, the publisher in the back like this. Right. Publisher just get kicked.
Like the beat.
Yeah, she just pulled the plug on something. Yeah. Went over there and kicked the plug out. Lights went out. Let's go.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess he had to make it up.
Let's go, Kyrie.
I literally was like,
it don't matter.
It's
Nets ain't wanting to chip in. So
No? Who's getting it?
Milwaukee's getting it. That's right.
Milwaukee's.
Where y'all getting that from?
Nah, bro.
I'm going to give y'all, okay, oh, 1 minute. Y'all go ahead. Huh?
And then before they won that game, I said Milwaukee's winning it. I don't think the Brooklyn's going. I don't see them coming together, bro.
The
Warriors by 40. Everybody was there. That's one game. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, Milwaukee, like, they on a mission, bro. As good as Giannis was last year, he might be better.
That was a statement game.
They still not calling the Travels and the Chargers? Nah? Okay, cool. Just checking. Right. Just checking.
Travel.
Yo, Giannis.
And he said he could take 3 steps from the half court.
And he's at the line.
NBA rules that goal. Traveling business is totally different from basketball.
It's non-existent.
Right. The NBA is totally different from basketball.
Yeah, that travel move.
Yeah. That shit is... Like, I seen James Harden was in the paint.
You can get it off.
Took 2 steps back, and again, and then Shaw was like...
Ridiculous.
Yeah, what point is that? Hold on, man. We have you looking crazy, like, hold on, bro.
You should see some of these trainers trying to test the water with us to travel or not.
That's not a travel. Took 2 steps and he pulled up. Like, yeah, I hear you.
Nah, it's a travel, dude.
Come on, man.
It's a travel, dude. It is definitely a travel.
What was the question, though, Knox? You said what caught your attention?
Yeah. I was trying to think of what really had my mind interested in what's going on outside, other than, you know, what I'm personally doing.
Right.
So yeah, I was just happy to see about Kyrie, because, you know, so wait, do people need to apologize to Kyrie now?
No.
Mm-mm.
I ain't doing anything to him. Go ahead.
No. Him getting targeted and saying he's an idiot, he's being selfish, he's not being a real team player.
What did he do differently?
He stood by his ideals.
Oh, I'm happy for him, though. I ain't want him to cave, I know that.
So they do owe him an apology then.
Apology for what?
Right, I respect him more, but I don't think what I'm apologizing for.
Yeah, I don't know what was done to him that was.
But for calling him stupid for what he was doing?
I ain't calling him stupid. That's my mother. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, I'm basically talking about your uncle Stephen A. Smith, so, you know.
Stephen A.'s not apologizing anyway. Yeah. That's never going to happen.
Okay.
But he wasn't the only one. I picked his name out of the hat, but I was just wondering. JPC apologized for once.
Yeah,
I must not have been watching the same news I saw.
Nah, bro. Like,
yo, they was coming for his head.
They was coming for his head.
How could you?
All this crazy business.
And now, because they changed the rules.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't care about the sport. This is the most selfish thing he's ever done. And now they changed the rules and he can play. And, like, wait a minute.
I feel like when people see hate, and they just jump on the bandwagon. It's good for clickbait.
I'm about to say, that's what you get clicked.
Yeah.
So, still no apology. All right, cool.
Welcome to the new world.
I tell you a couple of my tips, man.
Okay.
This pushing P thing, man. I ain't gonna hold you. Gunna's album. Been dropping the whole week. All I've been hearing is P, pushing P.
Oh, the song.
Oh man, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard the song?
Of course.
We know he hasn't heard the song.
Of course not.
So Corey, wait, you like the song?
I think it's catchy. I think it's dope actually, but it's just been oversaturated already. Watered down.
Okay, so why is it being Why do you think it's being oversaturated? Tell us more.
I mean, the marketing behind it is aggressive. Like, yeah, everybody, especially the rappers, you know, kind of Young Thug, everybody's kind of like everything being applied to Pusha P. You know what I mean?
I mean, they're in this camp, so they're supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's ideal because that's what you're supposed to do when you got a record that you're trying to push. You just OD with the lingo. But on the other hand, I feel like it's been needed. Like, at this point, we kind of need to change the narrative with the trendsetters, especially. To be changing the narrative as far as all this drill music and carrying the 30 and the game, all that craziness. Mm-hmm. Like, let's change the narrative and keep something different. Push a beat. Like, I like it. Be clear. You know what I mean? Look at things differently. You know, change your swag. Like, mm-hmm. It's a whole new thing now that they pushing. Like, it's cool. It's cool to see. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
They basically say, like, yo, all that other rah-rah business is out. We push a beat now. We play. And a lot of cats is jacking it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, you doing cats, they like, man, listen, man, we ain't finna go do that. They ain't playing. You know what I mean? Or, I ain't gonna snake my man. That's not player. That's not Pete. Mm. And, you know, they gonna bite. So it's good. It's good that they biting on something smooth. You know,
right.
That's cool like that.
Thoughts? William?
No, I like it. I like anything that just unnormalizes us fucking doing stupid shit to each other.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for that. I think for too long, like, just the idea, like you said, Court, like, just getting away from that.
Right.
Like, not that stop. Like, I hate it. Like, you know, we try to exploit, not us, but they try to exploit black pain, and like that's always a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that shit is, all it's gonna do is just amp us up crazy. You know what I mean? Like, and that type of trauma, you keep playing out. You get on your phone, I don't give a damn what timeline you're on, I don't care how specific you got yours.
Mm-hmm.
Some black trauma coming across that guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just going to happen.
Right.
You know, so mm-hmm. The idea of like, the people that people listen to saying, right. Like, no, we're not doing that.
And you know, all these young kids, they were shiesty, they were slime, yeah. They were gremlins. Like, nah, we play.
Demon
we
time.
Pushing Pete now, man. You know, taking care of our families, taking care of our guys, getting money. That's Pete. All the other stuff is out. And I like the way they kid it.
Okay.
For the young people, you know what I mean? For the influence.
If I say it, I'm just the old hat.
So you ain't gonna say it? You ain't picking it up?
No.
You not putting down what they picking up? Young blood.
That shit sounded now. He's still called niggas Young Blood. Listen here, Young Blood.
What's up, we're gonna be Young Blood in the street. Like, yo, first of all.
You got it, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's the artist?
Gunna
song.
Oh, that's the
that's okay. Song. Well, yeah. That's Catch Willa.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna have to bang that out tonight.
Pause.
Right.
Hey, yo.
You're gonna have to get a rotation, though. Pause.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hate this record. My bad.
You what had to.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, wait,
any social media, you've seen it.
No, I didn't hit it right.
Yeah. I don't like the song. I don't think there's anything special about it.
It's not to me.
I like the message.
The message is what.
Yeah. Because I played it last couple times I've been DJing. You didn't really get a response.
No bueno?
Oh, you serious?
Yeah, I'm sure they
did. Everybody's tired of it. That's quick. It's literally, because you asked me what got my attention this week, that's literally all, like, it got pushed heavy this week.
Yeah.
It's, like, ridiculous.
I mean, just listen to the song. Listen to it. It took 10 seconds before it get, you know, blocked.
Oh, let's get it blocked.
Yeah, I know.
It's catchy, though.
That's a bar. All right, I gotta stop because I know they'll start blocking.
Oh, we about to get muted.
Yeah, I know. But I put it this way: just because Future's on it, it's gonna get even more attention. And Gunna's Tribe is already, you know, they heavy on this album, regardless. But they got a song. The other, the Too Easy song is a better song to me than Pusha T's.
Yeah, well, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's more energy behind those records.
Right. If you're talking about Gunna's album, period, I feel like it was for me.
Really?
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Okay.
Honest, yeah, man. Bubble.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like, it's one of those things you play in the car, you zone out, you come back like, yo, what is that noise?
You listen to Roddy Down?
Yeah, me.
Who's better? Album.
I like Gunna's album more because I can play a little bit more.
I like Roddy's album better.
Roddy's album better?
I do. As a DJ, there's more I can play. There's more variety.
I'm in the mid camp with both of them too.
Okay. Juanito, what up, Jake? Not JP. We just getting to music part. So yeah, both of y'all say Roddy and Gunna album are like what? 3 out of 5? 2.5? What you giving them?
Out of five?
Yeah.
I give them 2 out of 5.
Just
because I would expect.
Oh,
more.
Subpar. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you saying it's trash?
I think You know what it is? Because Court is holding him to that standard. Mm-hmm. And I can never be mad at that because, hey, bro, you set the bar there.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't here. This ain't your first album. Cool. You set the bar here.
Thank you.
Like, Roddy, you set the bar here, bro.
Man.
So when you come out with this, I'm like, yeah. It's like when I say about, you know, Jay, my favorite rapper. How's Kingdom Come? Yeah.
Okay.
Mid. All right. If anybody else did it, I'd probably be like, nah, that shit was crazy. Yo, that's a wild project.
You know what I think has been going on with artists?
What's that?
I think that the reason we have, like you said, like what just said, like, yo, dudes will push out a project, it'll be crazy, then they'll come back with the next one, it's not the same. The reason I feel like that's happening is because a lot of artists are messing with other producers and beat creators that wasn't a part of their big, that first project that went crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like they should stick with the people that it went crazy with. You know what I'm saying? Because technically, that's the sound that we bid on.
I think you get bigger, your budget get bigger, and the people you come around are bigger. Like, so when I tell you, hey, I work on a Drake record, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I got the same producer that Drake got.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That may not be your sound.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I like the idea of trying new things. It's kind of, people be getting mad at other artists for trying to, like, try different stuff, but you want your artists to, like, evolve. You don't want them to try new shit. But necessarily, you may not think that shit is dope. Like, yeah, it ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I tell people all the time, like, the first time I heard 808s and Heartbreaks, I was like, what the fuck is Ye doing? What is this shit?
Right.
Like, yo, this shit is terrible. And now I listen to it, and I'm like, this nigga is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He was
okay.
Just, like, 9 years before people started doing the same exact thing, crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but, like, you got to go through that.
I know certain cats, they go through different things, they experience different stuff, so it's different talk. Vibes,
like, keep going, Court. My bad.
For example, 21 Savage. 21 Savage hasn't really branched away when it comes to albums.
Appreciate that.
Hasn't really branched away from too many people other than his producer, SP Hazel or Metro.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he drops an album, it's like, it's what we needed to hear. Like, from 21, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like you said, we need to change things up sometimes, you know? Try different avenues. I agree with it, but I still like my.
I got it. Cause like, yo, I'm a fan of that artist. I'm a fan of that sound.
Right.
Like when I said about with the Meek album, and it was like, yo, I like Meek, bro. And like that didn't sound like him to
man.
Me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not that it was just the worst album of all time. It wasn't that. It just like it did not sound
it's
like.
It's
kind of
unfair,
album to me.
But it's like,
yeah,
like,
I
people what they want. Like from with Meek, I want to hear pain music, bro. Yeah, like, you talk that talk. Like, I really don't care about you being in the islands with.
Yeah, so what?
I'm good.
So what? Yeah, we got it. Lori Hogg is on your wish list.
Right. Have you gone back to listen to the Meek album? The most recent one?
The most recent one, yeah.
And you still feel the same?
No, it's not terrible. I still wish it would have been done differently, but it's not. I didn't think it was terrible then. I just thought it was just like, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Gotcha.
It's not what I wanted.
Okay.
Like, when I heard when those Nas albums came out, I was like, no, these are fine. But I've heard, now used to be only be the complaint about Nas albums. It's like, what is he? He's trying new shit. We don't want to hear this. You know what I mean?
Right.
And not because we don't love Nas or know that he's nice. It's just that, like, oh, we don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
We want to hear Nas.
What?
And the last three Nas projects are Nas projects.
Yeah, we heard Nas projects. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not tired of them yet. Keep going.
So how do you rank those three? Because I got a conversation with somebody about that on Facebook. On the book. How do you rank those three? King Disease 1, King Disease 2, and Magic.
KD 1, Magic, KD 2.
Okay, so like media. That's the same way I had it.
Yeah.
That's the same way I had it.
And not because KD2 is whack, it's just those other ones.
They are. You don't have to justify it.
And you be saying, you know, Will's a fucking hater. He hates everything. I don't.
Hey, CT, what's good, man? Yo, I DM'd you back about my thoughts about the project. Check your DM. You'll see it, though. You'll see it. I don't have it in front of me now. But matter of fact, I'm gonna get the fellas to listen to it this week, and then we'll talk about it next week. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I'm the same way. Court, you heard the Magic, right? You heard the Magic.
Old head shit. Of course, I listen to that bullshit.
Put me on blast. You gonna be fried tonight?
Nah, I'm just asking.
Yeah,
listen, man.
Of course, said all three of them was trash. mid.
Of course, they throw that money back, your back on. What you talking about? The funny part is, Moneybagg has been putting out hit after hit after hit.
I don't like that fucking DMX record. Yeah, I said it.
The Scorpio record?
Whatever.
It ain't for you to like. What are you talking about?
She's with me.
What are you talking about? You know?
And I love, probably like, and I'm the old nigga hating because I love that DMX record. So. Then that go.
It's like sample.
Yes, nah, he goes crazy. I don't mind flips, though. I like flips, but Like I would, I'm gonna need him to.
He even used the same kind of voice connotation that X did.
Yeah, I'm gonna need him to do some more things other than.
All these artists are gonna sample crazy though.
That's fine, especially like, but that's a complete flip. Like he didn't even like sampling is one thing. Like that's a like you took that whole record. And
just, he remade the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I'm gonna need
same flow though.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna need something else going on.
Y'all talking like this is something new. Like,
It's not. But now it's becoming his thing. I got it.
Money Bag, the way he creates songs is crazy though. It's almost like he looks on Instagram and see what everybody talking on the shit.
Run it.
That's what I'm about to drop.
He's on Scoop and Lennon.
Period. Say less.
What's my guy's name who did that too?
You on ATL Scoop, like, oh, regular.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, we don't talk about them on the show. You don't bring them up. Well, I don't. I put them out.
I think you wanted them there.
You know, listen. You know, the funny part was I was actually on their page today. Not for my page because they blocked me. Appreciate it. But I was on it. Yo, blocking people on Instagram is kind of retarded to me when you're a page.
It's useless.
Yo, because
it's just useless.
And who doesn't, other than Will, have more than one page? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you really got two. You think about the show page.
They might block that now. Yeah,
whatever. But it was just bothering me because I went on there and I saw how many people that I personally know just in the comments continuing on the BS. And I'm like, what have I been out here fighting for in these streets? Y'all still gonna support this nonsense?
Because people want things to be evident, like,
yeah.
Word of mouth don't stick too much these days.
Yeah.
They want to see some hard facts. Oh, they did that?
You know how I'm gonna get them? I just thought about it. What I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna post it this week. I just thought about it. This is how you gotta get people attention on social media. I'm gonna put ATL Scoop, Court's favorite, the Shade Room. What's another ATL Uncensored and one of the other BS ones? I'm gonna say one of these gotta go.
All
right, got your attention, right?
He's gotta go.
Yo, I'm laughing. That's not a bad idea. Taco, what up? Cause which one would you? Oh, I can't ask what. Which one would you? Am I wrong?
About what?
So you won't even listen.
I am listening.
Okay.
What are you wrong about?
Pick everything. One of those. Which one of those got to go?
Between
ATL Scoop. Look at me visualizing. Shade Room.
Yes.
Not Melanin Shade Room. Let them live.
Oh, there's two different things.
Oh my gosh, there's like three or four of these spinoffs.
Yeah.
ATL Uncensored. Give me another BS one. Come on, Corey. You know.
Nah, he just
has
the recipe.
Wait, what?
World Star. I don't know.
Okay, we go with that. World Star. Okay. So, which one of those got to go? And then we're going to get on to something else that really matter.
Scoop.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what the question was. You were like, what are you talking about?
The funny part is I look at these shits and I'm like, I don't be on none of these shits.
Which is why I wasn't trying to ask
the wild part is the one I'd be looking at as a world star, and I would never want to cancel them because who started it and I was starting on it. So that shit can never be the answer.
I love when Will just backwards answers my question. Right. I said, which one got to go? Yeah. You said, this one got to stay.
That's the one I was thinking. The rest of these shits can get the fuck on. I'm keeping the fuck with you.
What I can do.
Yeah. Tell me what we'll do here. Is you can knock the rest of them shits off the planet.
Yo, I like this mini white boy because now I feel like John Madden, rest in peace. You come around the corner and boom! You take out the
fucking John. Rest in peace, John
Madden. Yeah, because we didn't get the chance to talk about it the last couple weeks, but you know what I was thinking?
What's that?
A lot of people died that we know in the last couple
months. That's what I said early on. I was like, but we want to make a whole show about people dying.
Right.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, it's okay. You wouldn't pay attention to
me. I mean, I was probably focused, you know. They say. But anyway, Fort Knox, what up? Gina, but no, I was thinking about this. Because, you know, he passed, and I don't want to stay on this for too long, but it's just certain things that I noticed.
Because
we talked about it before. But, you know, he had his the special about John Madden. That
right
was
before
out,
that, yeah.
Right before he passed. Right? And if y'all remember, I think it was last year, when Coming to America 2, remember I was beefing about how they took out King Joffrey?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, he would pass in his sleep. I went to sleep, and I missed how he really passed. Like, I went back, and I was one of the few people that actually went back and watched Coming to America again, part two, again. And it was a whole celebration, like, yo, celebrating his life. You remember that part, right? And then he was like, okay, I'm ready to die. And he dies. And I was thinking, like, yo, how ill is that?
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
You know what I'm saying?
This motherfucker was watching the show from the coffin. Like,
but think about it. Yes, he's celebrating.
Yeah, that's it.
He's celebrating, and everybody's celebrating his life.
Would you say he got his flowers while he was
there? That's what I'm saying, though. But to say, okay, now I know I've done everything I wanted to do. I feel celebrated. I'm choosing now. I'm good with passing. And I kind of feel like that's what happened with John Madden.
I don't know if I'll ever choose that. But go ahead. Yeah, I can see that.
How else would you want to go?
To choose when I'm going to die?
Yeah. After being celebrated and you've accomplished what you want to accomplish.
So if I celebrate you right now, then you come to
No, me. This is for me to decide, not you.
Okay.
You can celebrate me all day until I feel celebrated.
Winner will never know. Never, right. Nigga. Yeah. Keep throwing flowers.
He said, give me more. But no, I was just thinking how dope that was. Yeah, because because John Madden's the same way.
Yeah.
Well, I consider it that. So, because now you get to see the project as it's finished. You know what I mean? Because he was, what, 84? 85. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I'm saying? So it was a little bit different.
Damn, I'd love to see 85.
Exactly. Yeah. And then still get celebrated like that. So I was just thinking, like, I feel like that may have been his way of saying, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah.
I'm ready. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, that's dope. He got to go. And we all do. That's the way to go. All right, so come on.
Okay, I thought y'all going to disagree with me on that. Nah, all right, cool. I thought y'all was like, nah.
You put Maya Angelou on the coin?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Let's take a quick second. Was that a big thing to you?
It will be when I see this Harriet Tubman tour. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be together? Got to be a package deal?
Shit, they said that was coming, couldn't tell you how long ago.
Yeah, but that was during Trump's administration, too.
Yeah, where's that?
I think there was some kind of excuse why it hadn't happened yet.
You put no goddamn slave on no dollar bill?
They put slave masters on there, why not? You know?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I don't know if you see any statues around us.
There we go.
You see these goddamn statues we got all over the place. But yeah.
So it's no big deal to you?
No, that's a big deal. But I want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. Let me see it.
The coin's out of circulation.
I ain't got one.
I mean, nobody does because it's a coin shortage, which is what's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're going to give us a coin, give Maya Angelou a coin during a coin shortage? Yeah. Right. Another backhanded ones, man. Remember, what's my favorite thing? Symbolism?
Over substance.
Yeah, over substance.
Yeah, I knew you wasn't going to be too much. I would say excited about that.
Yeah, it was just like,
appreciate the...
That's what I was really thinking, but, you know, I didn't want to say too back. Much. You know, but, you know. I just want, because like I said, it's getting so blatant now. And a lot of people that I follow on social media, they call it out before I even have to. So now sometimes I just sit back and like, okay. All
right, now.
I ain't got to tackle this one. Good.
What are we doing?
Oh, you want
to go? I got ideas.
What's that?
We want to go,
Just pick one. Stop asking.
Come on, look. I got to ask you because, like, court's married.
Oh, you meant in that order.
Court face is like, wait, what?
All right, we go there. All right, let's transition real quick. Okay, cool. So I've been having... and forced into a lot of relationship conversations online. So I wanted to get you everyone's opinion. And once again,
we
definitely need to have at least one young lady's opinion, or lady period, opinion about this, because it's not accurate just for men to be talking about it. But sure, whatever.
I'm always here.
I was just thinking about how dating in 2022 is going to be different. What's it going to look like? How does it feel? And what I've been hearing and during these conversations is, women want everything.
Man.
It's like, what do you want in a mate? And they'll start listing stuff, and it's like...
Toilet paper roll out.
All I want is everything. It's just what I've been seeing. Because they'll never... And then they'll say, well, no, I'll put up if he lies. But I still want him to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, but I thought honesty was like at the top of everybody's list. I thought it was.
Is honesty at the top of your list?
Hell yeah.
Court, what's top of your list? Court.
At the top, not number one, but yeah, top five.
Top five?
Top five for sure. Top five for sure.
I think trust is my top one.
Okay. Trust. So they can lie to you as long as you can trust them.
I mean, if I trust you, I would trust you to tell me the truth.
Yeah, like, I think...
No, you can't combine the two. No, we're not doing that.
They all kind of run together, because it's like, you can't have one without the other. Like, it's not... Can you be loyal and lie? Or can you be trustworthy in life?
This is my question. This is what I'm saying. It's not
the second. Of course you can. That's the answer. Of course you can.
I know one thing.
I've told lies before. I'm trustworthy.
This just sounds crazy.
Yeah, fuck. It's like cheating on an exam. Man. You still ain't no, I ain't no dummy. I'm smart. Man. Yeah, I cheated. Fuck. That's I'm on a test here. That's not.
That's it.
Easy.
They say
it. Easy.
They say it.
Easy. I'm on a test. That's said cheat on the test.
That lesbian got to be clear. Got to be clear. Court, what was you about to say?
No, I was just saying, as far as the dating conversation, I'm just sick of the whole debate between should a man pay all the bills and or should it be a 50-50 thing. Me personally, I feel like you should date whoever's like-minded in that area. Like, whoever decides they agree with 50-50, then date that type of person. But if they feel like you should pay all the bills, then there was somebody that you know.
Yeah, I've seen that conversation a lot too.
I'm just tired of it though. It's like it seems like it's just
yeah, because it comes into a wild argument because, like from what I've seen, and this nothing is blanket because everybody has different opinions about different subjects. But what I see sometimes is this one: a man should be doing that. She should be taking care of this and this. That's cool, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I want a man like my grandfather. He did this. No, he took care of that. I want him to be traditional like that. But like the women that want that are not traditional women.
So, what are they, Will?
Huh?
What are they?
They're whole.
Yo.
Nah, they're not. Nobody's traditional. You know what I mean? They're not. But the request of what you're asking for is something you're not giving. So what your grandmother gave your grandfather, you're not giving that dude. Mm. But you expect him to give you that. But how can you expect that without giving that? Like, there's no one without the other. Like, it's push and pull. It's give and take. You know what I mean? Two hands to clap. It's like you got it. Or cheeks.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Like you gotta have both.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you can't say I need him to do this, and this, but you like I ain't cooking shit.
You know?
I'm going out with my girls. I'm fucking twerking on IG. Like you seen your grandmother doing that?
Exactly.
I think they used to twerk. It just wasn't no technology to keep up.
Yeah, I got you. You think your grandmother was outside like calling up this bad bitch? Like you know you're gonna tell them like that? Right. I ain't never seen. I'm sure she don't tell them like that.
It's a lot of people trying
like
to
you want. You can't have one without the other. Like you got to do both.
Right.
And don't nobody want to be no fucking like. Don't nobody want to be that. Your grandmother wasn't in a fucking OD and outside buying Birkins. Like she wasn't doing that.
Right.
What Birkins do to you?
No, I'm just saying. But like she in the crib making shit work, taking care of six kids. You about to do that?
And three of them hers.
Like you sure?
Right.
And bro, say it again. I don't think your granddad was the truth. Your granddad had a whole other family across town. You just didn't know it then.
Mm-hmm.
And now it'd be hard to go there with some wild shit like that. But then, no technology. Like, man, listen, you motherfucker might have a family in three different cities and you won't find out about it. Right.
Truck drops at it night.
Yeah, real truck drops. Traveling salesmen was getting their popping out here.
Oh, like, man.
But like, just the need. I get it, bro. Everybody wants that traditionalist stuff. That, of course you do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, yeah. I'm not saying that, but I look at it and I think, man, that would be cool. But there's certain shit I don't do that's not traditional.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I could look at myself and realize that.
Phoebe, what up?
You know what I mean? Like, so it is give and take in it. But I think, like, not wanting to have any give and take in it is weird to me. Like, oh, I got to have this. Or, like, I've heard women say shit like the list. Like, you got a list you go by? Like, oh, these are what I got to have these.
Well, no, okay. Yes. All right, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
No, I said, I'm like, as a man, like, do you feel like you have a list that says, like, oh, I got to have this, and if it's not that, I ain't fucking with it?
I feel like everybody should have a list, but don't expect for it to be fully fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's ever going to cover your whole list.
Right. So, in doing that, if you don't cover your whole list, do you feel like you're giving something up? You're losing something?
Yeah.
Oh! Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Damn, Nick.
No, you just reminded me something when you said that.
The light bulb went off.
All the light bulb. Right. Searchlight, man. Right.
Nah, yeah. I mean, you are sacrificing something. You have to get well.
But that's a relationship in general.
Most definitely.
That whole shit is sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Nope, yeah.
Because
you can date somebody that could do everything on your list but can't do that seventh thing. Then you might have another person that can do that seventh thing but can't do the third. You know what I mean? It's still going to be that imbalance. So you have to learn to give and take. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Lightbulb.
No, I was just going to ask, how many of let's say your list is seven, how many of them do you got to have? Are you good with three out of seven? Four out of seven?
Seven?
I'm just asking.
Sheesh. At least deadly sins?
It may be, depending what's on your list.
I know I have like at least three or four, and that's like my core value that you gotta have.
So your list is really four then. Everything else is more like a desire.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Asset, a bonus.
Asset. I see what you did.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Jokes. I'm sorry, bro. It's not what he meant.
That is definitely what he meant. What are you talking about?
So some women is like the loyalty, trust, and all of that stuff. It be feeling like that's one thing to me sometimes.
You can't cheat. That's like saying, tell me your top five greatest rapper, you put The Lox. Like, no.
Let me ask this question, Nas, real quick. Mm. Do you feel like it's okay for a person to date multiple people as long as they're not having sexual intercourse?
That's not dating. That's not.
What's the fucking fun of that?
I mean,
I don't know if that's
that. It makes sense to me.
Can I give it to me again?
I wouldn't mind dealing with a chick that told me that she was dating multiple men. As long as you're not, you know, having sexual intercourse with these multiple men, because it's gonna be a turnoff for me. But if you dating multiple men, that's cool. Right. I understand it. Like, you need to see what you like.
Yeah,
see what
you. Yeah, that shit's nasty.
Sounds like cool. Yeah, sounds great.
That's not realistic.
Yeah.
Hey, she fucking him, bro. I'm gonna be honest.
Hey, yo.
No, I'm keeping it a buck.
So is it unrealistic for that to happen?
Yes.
Sheesh.
Sorry, y'all.
It's a dirty game.
Sorry, America. That's like saying, yo, I'm dating four different women, but I ain't sleep with none of them.
Well, you just said she sleep with all of them.
No, I ain't say all of them.
Ain't that what he said?
No. He's saying, well, like, so you would want to know who she's sleeping with.
No, that's no, I'm saying, I say for some woman, she dating four men.
Right.
On a consistent basis.
And she's using your numbers, so she's not two out of four.
With any of them. She's just dating them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's lying.
That's what I'm saying. You said that the first time. So she's sleeping with one of them.
One of them is beating.
For sure.
Mm. Dead ass.
Okay. So 25%, that's the number you're going. Melissa, what up?
Yeah, I'm being nice to her, too.
When I put a number behind it, it's like, wait a minute.
She's probably, yeah, it's fine. All right, for you. All right, I'm going to put it for a guy. You dating four different women.
Yeah.
You beat one.
Not necessarily.
You not, yet. Not yet. Not yet. How long have you been dating them? That's what I mean. Like, people you dating, like, yo, the odds are you're not going on three brand new dates this week. That mother, you're not. Like, so you might be dating somebody, but I've known her for mad long. And we might have had sex fucking 2 years ago on a humbug shit, but like it was never really a thing.
Right.
But like, nah, we dating. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I guess we ain't currently having sex, but nah. Yeah,
stop,
I beat.
Stop it. Come on.
Yeah, like, but like, there's no fucking I'm dating six women. I never slept with none of them. Shut up. Shut up.
But see, that's what makes the dating scene so jacked.
Yo, the game is crazy, bro. That shit is different.
The light bulb went off because that was part of the conversation where I came up and I wanted to ask y'all, you got to keep this up for me.
Oh, shit. Go ahead, ho.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm sorry. I just went throwing a track on. I got it.
Nah, I started checking the track.
I was like, I wanted you to finish that comment. Like, wait a minute.
Did you mean ATL, ho? You forgot ATL, sir.
Yeah, you got that all out of order. Jeez. Anyway, y'all call and tell Willie Rawls. Lex, what up? Do you think people, this is for men, and once again, you really got to get.
You said not true.
You laid on
that's why I believe in polygamy.
Do you think.
Chill.
Let's move from the man's point of view. Do you think men in Atlanta have too many options? Do you think that's a problem?
I think men in general have a crazy amount. Atlanta's retarded.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah, we have a lot of options.
Is it too many?
Is there a thing? Is that a thing?
I'm asking your opinion.
No, there's no such thing. I've never heard of such thing.
What you think?
What's considered an option, like?
An option to you. Let's not overthink this, fellas.
Okay.
Let's say you go out in 1 week and you meet 10 women. All 10 are whatever your list is. Right, so they're all quality.
They all got something on them, yeah.
Yeah, about more than one thing.
So we're not in Atlanta. Yeah.
Yo, so is that mean? Is that too many options for a man?
Is a man wrong for having two women? He's
don't answer my question with a question.
Sorry about that. No, I don't think that's too many.
I'm trying to keep this concise.
I don't think it's too many options.
Thank you. Okay, I'll allow that. So as long as they're not having sex and there's not too many options.
Right.
Okay.
I feel like you can cordially date as many people as you want, but once you start sexually intercoursing with these people, then it becomes tied in with different things. Now it becomes a lot more emotional. And then, you know what I mean? It offends the people that you may be dating on. Because if you're being honest about what you got going on, of course it's going to offend somebody
But is it, with that key?
They know you're having sexual intercourse with somebody else.
But those potential options, though, and I'm asking both of y'all, would that keep a man from settling, I hate that word, settling down.
Committing?
Committing, thank you. Everybody on polygamy.
Polygamy train, everybody's like, yes, polygamy!
Yeah, that's the answer.
I'm saying that shit. Yeah. You better chill. No, thank
you. Go ahead.
I'm good.
What do you think?
That's
what do I think about?
Does that mean they got too many options?
I don't think it's too many options. I don't mind dating multiple people. Like when I was on that scene, like it didn't bother me.
Right.
I just thought it was straight. And I'm like, there's no such thing. It's because you're trying to see what you like. And like when women do it, like you're gonna date multiple people. That's not a crazy wild thing to me.
Okay.
Like it seems regular.
Okay.
As hell. You know what I mean? Like
I'm not saying it's rare. Yeah, I'm just saying it is.
Like too many options.
So
who the fuck's it? Like that's not a thing.
So if you met a woman, you went on a date.
I don't go to Cheesecake and be like, damn, I hate this fucking menu. There's too much shit on here.
So if a woman tell you on the first date that, hey, I'm dating three other guys and I'm banging,
she's wowing, first of all.
You're not.
That's cool a wild that. Conversation.
But that's just honest conversation. For the most part, you ask seen that. Anybody. That's a common question.
Okay. Yeah, are you banging somebody? It's different. See, like if she says, yo, so how many bitches you fucking right now? You're gonna be like, well,
that's gonna come out.
It was Brenda. Like, you're not going off with the next catalog. That shit is wild. See, don't do that.
That's a problem.
That's a crazy conversation to have somebody on a date. Hey, nice to meet you. So let me ask you this.
Are you going right in?
How many women on your phone that you talk to like regularly? And he's like, all right, 20? Maybe like 10 people I just text here and there? But like, I'm not seeing them like that. Who you fucking? I'm going to be like, yo, that shit is a wild personal question to me.
But it matters when you're dating, man.
You want to know how many people she fucking?
I mean, yeah, because if you got two dudes you or you got somebody that you rocking out with, I kind of don't really want that determines how much I'm gonna pursue you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
How early on do you need to ask that question?
Look at the spinoff questions. Look at us.
How early? Like, is that so like that can't be that's first like date?
Second.
How many people like, you fucking? Like that can't be like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm well.
Second date.
What's your number?
First.
How many numbers you? What you looking like this season? MVP candidate? Come on,
Melissa said having options and dating multiple people are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
That's what she said.
So
mm-hmm.
You date people that's not an option?
No.
Yes. Because some people are just
old head
fillers.
Young girl.
Or whatever
go ahead,
may be. Or somebody that you might just be wanting to get out.
Clap them cheeks.
And get some fresh air with. You know what I'm saying?
I like how you clap them cheeks with fresh air.
I'm just trying to
get into this. I'm using that fresh air. That sounds way better. How many chicks you sleeping with? Nah, none really, but I got a couple I'm getting fresh air with. You know what I mean?
We out here breathing.
Oxygen, H2O,
mm-hmm.
I love it. All right,
how much fresh air you getting?
We gotta wrap up. We gotta go, man.
I bring him fresh air, now he gotta wrap up.
Because this conversation can keep on going on and on. Right, and, you know.
Thanks for not calling in, because that shit would have got dicey. Yo, I'm getting a wild stare down in the corner. I don't even want to lift my eyes.
Walk out
with
your head down.
Did you
say court? I didn't say nothing.
I'm staring at the rim like a clutch freak though about to come.
Hey,
my
Giannis.
My Karl Malone talking to myself up there. But nah, man. Yeah, that's a conversation that can go on for hours and hours and hours and hours, and it will next
week. Trust me, you're not turning into a relationship show.
Oh, it's too late. We're here.
92.6 Mix has wonderful relationship shows, basically every other day of the week. So
they'll be joined by. That's what
so am I on Logic over Emotion next week? I can't see you because the light is like right in my face. So,
hey, you don't got to answer. You don't got to lie. Tell them no.
No, because we did. I did a show before.
Yeah, and that's why you're not doing it again.
I have to look at my calendar.
Oh, excuse me.
I ain't fucking with you, little guy.
All right.
She just big time the shit out you.
Small time. Okay.
But all right. Whoa, back.
All right, babe. What else? Anything else we got to cover? Like right now? I mean, this is what we wanted to. Oh shit. We wanted to cover, business. fresh air business.
You already know that's a show title, that's right. Fresh air is it.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Court shot that shit from the park around.
Oh, my God, I said it connect. All right, y'all. We'll be back next week. I think we may have some update changes and things like that.
Friday energy, real.
Yeah, it's something else. So, we'll come out and make an announcement. I'm gonna let Court and Will put it on their social media.
See, here, just take my phone out. Just put it on there while you're sitting there. You know the password already. I'm good.
But as usual, we know the password. Yeah. We appreciate y'all tuning in. We appreciate y'all input as always. Did I neglect Facebook? My bad, y'all. Y'all probably over there going in on Will and his.
Now you're going to the face. It's too late for that shit. Now,
I know, bro. My bad.
Let's shut it down.
All right, yo, we got to go, man.
Hey, man, thank y'all for tuning in. God bless. Good night. Stay out there. Stay safe. Get your fresh air. Keep your mask on. 3, 2, 1.
You're.